The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We're going to head up the road to Mount Gilead, Ohio, and talk to Craig. Craig, what's happening in your world today?
The sun is shining. The sky is blue. There's big, white, puffy clouds. It's finally spring.
Well, you wouldn't have known it yesterday.
Isn't that true?
Have you seen all the snow up in New England, Massachusetts, Vermont, and so forth?
So glad I don't live over there.
Global warming is getting so bad. It is getting so bad.
I know. My furnace has run more this May than I can remember in a long time. It has to be global warming.
It is global warming. There is no doubt about it. All right, Craig, what's on your mind?
Well, I was listening with interest. The school districts there in Washington that received cease and desist letters, which, of course, it was no surprise to me that they would get those letters. But, boy, you sure threw a curveball when you announced who they got the letters from, because obviously those letters should have come from the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Exactly. Now, and I know you're kidding. But, you know, here's the strange thing, Craig. I get stories, usually at least one or two every single week, of the Freedom From Religion Foundation complaining about a Christian, a cross, a prayer at a graduation, a baccalaureate, a plaque, a Ten Commandments plaque. I get one to two of those every single week. I do not ever see one single time that the Freedom From Religion Foundation has complained about Muslims. Not one. And Muslim kids often get special treatment in our public schools. This is not isolated in Washington. This happens often. Often. Muslims are often given special treatment at work. By their employers and so forth. I have never once seen a single case, and if I did, I would report it. I would, but I've not seen a single one from the Freedom of Religion Foundation. So in other words, they're only concerned about Christians, nobody else.
And that's obvious, you know, from all the stuff that they've done. But while we're on that subject, this weekend, I saw for the first time a television commercial for the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Really? Asking for money?
Have you seen that?
No, I have not.
It's okay. Briefly, this is what it is. They've got some guy, old white guy, and I say that because, well, anyway, they've got this guy on there. Gray hair, old guy, who's some author that I've never heard from.
Yeah.
And the whole, all through the commercial, he's talking about, you know, promoting open-mindedness, promoting free thinking, you know. And, yeah, exactly. And then when it gets to the very end, then he says, so, you know, support this organization in the fight against separation of church and state. So that's the only thing that's ever said that gives you any half a clue of what the Freedom From Religion Foundation is.
Yeah, they're for freedom for anybody except Christians.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I have not seen it. I have not seen it. But I'm honestly surprised I haven't seen them, because I'm sure that they're active in fundraising, you know?
Yeah, well, the thing about it was, the whole time I was watching the commercial, I'm thinking that this guy is like, you know, one of these public service messages for support your library or your local arts or something like that. And then toward the end, they put up the web address for the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And then he has that closing line about, you know, separation of church. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I haven't seen it, but I will I'll look out for it now, Craig.
All right.
Hey, you have a great day. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. You too, Bob.
All right. Bye-bye. Again, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Just looking at my calendar, and I know we have a lot of listeners up in the Akron area and over in Green, Ohio. Yeah, Green, Ohio. Joy and I will be at Temple Baptist Church in Green, Ohio this coming weekend. Joy is speaking at their women's banquet. All women, moms, mothers, all it's their women's banquet. Joy is the speaker for that on Saturday evening. And then I will be preaching on Sunday morning at Temple Baptist Church of Green, Ohio. This isn't our first time. It's a great church, wonderful church in Green. And I know that we have listeners in that area. And Joy and I would both love to see you. And ladies, I would assume there are still tickets left for the ladies' event on Saturday, where you could hear Joy. She does a phenomenal job, just a phenomenal job when she speaks. And so if you'd like tickets, call the church office, Temple Baptist Church there in Green. Temple Baptist Church in Green. Joy's speaking on Saturday. I am speaking on Sunday. It is a family weekend. Which reminds me, folks, we would absolutely love to come to your church. We would. Now, we're booked a lot, but we do have open weekends. We do, because we don't promote. We don't send out any promotional material. We don't advertise. It's just word of mouth. And we keep busy, but we would like to be even busier. And we would love to come to your church. We were recently at a church evening meeting. There were probably 35 people. Not long ago, Sunday morning, there were probably 15 people. And that's okay. We never asked the size of the church. If your church is 10,000, sure, we'll come. If your church is 10, sure, we'll come. We'd love to come to your church. We'd love to do a Crosspower weekend, a marriage retreat. By the way, if you want us to come for a marriage retreat next January, February, that fills up very, very, very quick. So please, 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 if you want us for a marriage retreat, January, February, March, please contact us right away. We do missions conferences, revivals. Love to do revivals, although very few churches do them. We just did a four-day revival recently. But anyway, we love going to local churches. That's the thrust of our ministry. Local churches. That's what God has called us to do, to encourage local churches, regardless of the size. And yeah, we'll drive to your church. This weekend, we're going up to Green. A couple weekends ago, we were in Cincinnati. Wasn't long ago, we were in way, way, way down in southern Indiana. Wherever your church is, we'll be there. Our website is crosspower.net, crosspower.net. And while you're there, check out the store if you haven't purchased Joy's book yet. My book is there as well. I hope you'll buy it if you haven't already. But buy Joy's book. God is using it in a phenomenal way. More than we ever dreamed. And I'm serious. And you can get her book at the store at crosspower.net, as well as all of our weekend teaching on DVD. 7 individual sessions on 3 DVDs. I guarantee you, those 7 lessons will change your life. People are using it for small groups, home Bible studies, Sunday school, or personal Bible study. You can get that very reasonable cost at our store at crosspower.net as well. You want your life changed? Get that DVD set. Seriously. Crosspower.net. Click on store. All right, I got to take a break. Democrats are going to take So Help Me God out of the oath. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got the story when we come back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
The Democrat Party continues to slide further and further and further to the left. Progressivism away from the foundational principles of our country and farther away from God. Some of you will remember the huge controversy over removing God from the plank, one of the planks of the Democrat Party at their convention. You remember that? That was a huge controversy. Well, here's the latest. And by the way, they're the pro-death party as well. A key committee in the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives is moving to eliminate the God reference from the oath administered to witnesses testifying before the panel. This is part of a new rules package that is expected to be approved yet this week. The draft that has been obtained by national news, the draft shows that the House Committee on Natural Resources would ask witnesses to recite only, quote, "Do you solemnly swear or affirm under penalty of law that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?" Now, the rules proposal places the words "So help you God" in red brackets, indicating that will be cut. This has been a part of the oath for years and years and years on basically every House of Representative panel for years. When a witness is sworn in, they end with "So help you God." The Democrats are striking that, removing that. The words "under penalty of law" are in red text, indicating that the Democrats propose to add that phrasing to the oath. Also, the draft rules remove the phrase "his or her." Yeah. In other words, the House Committee on Natural Resources will never refer to his or her, but rather their. Also, the rules additionally modify all references to the committee's chairman to instead refer only to the committee's chair. Because, of course, we don't want to be sexist with chairman. The full committee is set to vote on the new language this week, and the rules would take effect immediately if adopted. Sadly, several other committees under the control of Democrats are in the process of doing exactly the same. They are intentionally, quickly trying to remove any reference to God from our government. That is the Democrat Party today. Now, you know, years ago, years ago, I could understand how a Bible-believing Christian could be a part of the Democrat Party. I can understand that. And I've said that. But I don't mean this to disparage people in our audience who vote Democrat. I'm just saying this personally. When you consider the stance of the Democrat Party on marriage and family, which is absolutely antithetical to Scripture, absolutely. When you consider the position of the Democrat Party on life and abortion, which is absolutely antithetical to Scripture, to the Bible. When you consider the Democrat Party's official position on God, which is obviously antithetical to Scripture, I honestly do not understand how any Bible-honoring Christian can remain a part of the Democrat Party. I don't. Now, if someone were to call and say, you know what, I'm a Christian, I have convictions, and I just can't any longer remain a part of the Republican Party. Okay. All right. I don't necessarily agree with that. I have voted Republican for a long time, and I don't see any reason why I would abandon my voting. I am not a party loyalist by any means. Not in any way, shape, or form am I a loyalist to the Republican Party. If you're a regular listener, you know that. I often criticize the Republican Party, particularly here in the state of Ohio. So I could get that. And, I can understand that. But if someone calls in and tells me, I have no problem whatsoever, I am a Bible-believing Christian, follower of Jesus Christ, and I vote Democrat, I honestly don't get that. I don't understand. Hey, that's, of course, you can if you want to. I just don't understand how you can do that with a clear conscience. This is the party that is out to destroy marriage, family, traditional marriage, traditional standards. This is the party that is out to destroy our Christian foundation as a nation. This is the party that is out to destroy constitutional authority. I've said this many times. You cannot be a liberal and believe in the authority of the Constitution. You just can't. It's like a theologian cannot be a liberal and actually believe in the authority of Scripture. They just don't go together. And there just seems to be more and more evidence of this far left shift of the Democrat Party. This is not the Democrat Party of John F. Kennedy. It is not. Kennedy would not recognize his party. All right. Quick break. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.